This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy that you are with us this hour because, there's so much you need to know. And particularly, there's so much you need to know about a unique destination from which I just returned a couple of weeks ago. And that destination is Malta. And I think unless there are listeners among you who have been to Malta before, have Maltese roots, have a specific interest in the history because of its unique and far-reaching history, you probably don't know a thing about Malta. And it's really tragic because Malta is a hot destination for European travelers and travelers from all over the world, really. But I think most Americans haven't a clue. And if I asked you to make a list of 100 places you've never been to that you are busting to go to, I think in at least 80%, if we apply the 80%, 20% rule, 80% of you will not have Malta on your must-visit list. And I am here to help you change that because this is a place you must visit. No matter what your interest, you will find it in Malta. And I also see an incredible connection between Ireland and Malta, its long history of being occupied by other countries. It's an island surrounded by water. Its spiritual history. Its archaeological and architectural history. And today, because of the last 20 years of the culinary explosion in Ireland, I can say that you will find fabulous food in both destinations and wonderful people, truly wonderful people, who will make your visit so memorable. So I was going to have on last week, for those of you who were listening last week, Mark Leslie, the CEO of Martello Media, who is responsible for the three exhibits. It's really one exhibit. You move from one area to another, but because you move from one to the next to the last. And you know, for those of you who are frequent listeners, you know we have him on a lot because he's always doing something spectacular that you need to know about. So I had dinner with Mark and my husband. I was in a Mark sandwich. I had Mark Abrams on one side, Mark Leslie on the other. On the 16th of March, the night before we flew back from Ireland, we flew back on St. Patrick's Day. And the things he was telling me about Malta and its history, I could never absorb it all. And so partly for my own selfish wishes, and partly for my altruistic wish to share what he had to say with you, I had him on last week. So this way we could get it recorded. And anytime I need a brush-up course, I could go and listen to it too. So at this point, you should be able to go to travelers411.com, click click on podcast and you will find Mark Leslie in hour three of the April 1st edition of Travelers 411. Now, originally I thought I'd have Mark on for the first half hour, and I'll have Narcy Kalamata, who is another genius at sharing Malta with people. But Mark had so much to say that I just unwound him and let him go, and mentioned last week that we would have on this week Narcy Kalamata. And remember that every show is podcast for a year at travelers411.com and archived forever and ever and cross-referenced in at least 8 to 10 places. But if you go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, we highlight the show notes. We feature the show notes of the last 2.5 to 3 months on the homepage. After that, you can go in that little blue box on the homepage that says On Air Quick Links. And under Travelers 411, you can click or Travel with Stephanie Abrams, my Sunday show, heard on many of these same stations. You can click on Archived Audio, and you'll get the calendar. So you select by month or whatever, and then you'll see the show notes for that month and listen to what you want. Or go into the search box at sabrams.com or travelers411.com, and in the search box, put in Malta or Mark Leslie or Narcy Kalamata, like the olive. And you'll get links to every time we've talked with those people or about those places. So Mark mentioned that not only is his company, Martello Media, responsible for the visitor's experience at Fort St. Angelo, a very important place to visit on the island, the big island of Malta, but he's working on an exhibit for the Fine Arts Museum, because next year, 2018, Malta is, Valletta is on the island, it's the capital of Malta, is the city of culture for Europe. So that's hot. But I also learned when we were having dinner in Dublin on March 16th, that he and his company created some amazing exhibit at the Museum of Science, which is on the peninsula that's right next to where the peninsula is that Fort St. Angelo is located. And I didn't even know that. So I already have about 8 reasons to go back to Malta. And while we stayed 5 nights on this visit, we got to stay at least 6 or 7 or 8 next time. There is so much, not only there, where Valletta and the other two cities that make up the bigger island of Malta, but you want to take the ferry across to Gozo. That is an amazing place, and we didn't get to see enough of that either. So, I mean, there's only so much you can pack into a day, and then we had special circumstances that curtailed some of the things we wanted to do. And you can hear all of that if you want to catch up with Mark's visit, already archived and podcast. So we're going to go off. I have Narcy Kalamata waiting patiently on the phone from Malta to catch us up on some of the things that we, you know, should have done, didn't do, will do next time, to give you some insights into why you really must visit Malta. And you can start by going to visitmalta.com. Talk with Narcy right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Wednesday and Thursday evenings, May 10th and 11th at 8 p.m. at Symphony Hall in Boston, Queen Latifah. Yes, Keith Lockhart will conduct, and the evening will feature special guest film and music legend Queen Latifah. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am delighted to have one of the 36 people in the world who holds up the world from falling down and disappearing in the universe, Narcy Kalamata, and just an incredible, incredible person, was assigned to us as our very special guide for 2 days during our Malta trip. And I tell you that when I left him, I felt like I was leaving a long-lost member of our family. And I mean that with great sincerity. Narcy, thank you for joining us today. It's wonderful to be talking with you again. I miss you.
Thank you for asking me.
Let me give you a little bit, in case you haven't had a chance to hear what Mark was talking about. Among the other things, I mean, we talked about four times in history when Malta played a role in saving the world from itself, and which brought us right up from the Maltese switching their allegiance from Carthage to Rome, and through the Turkish embattlements into World War II. And but then we were also talking about some places that he has gone, and he, you know, when Mark travels, he takes a video camera with him, and he videos and makes a feature film for his personal library of both on land and underwater. And he talked about going to a place called the Inland Sea and swimming in the caves and swimming through an underground azure window, similar to the azure window that unfortunately was lost at sea while we were in Gozo.
Correct.
And and about the caverns there and something called the Blue Hole. And we're going to have to take a quick commercial break and come right back. And when we do, I want to start diving into, you know, this and other things, including the Science Museum, for which his company is responsible, that I got to see the next time we're in Malta, which I hope is sooner rather than later. So we'll be right back, people. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Biz Talk Radio.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Malta, the wonderful island group country that is just off the coast of Sicily and not very far from North Africa. And sitting strategically in the Mediterranean. And on the line with me is Narsi Kalamata, who is, well, let's see. I mean, you know, you remind me of my friends in Greece who, when you're introduced to them initially, they give you about a dozen business cards for the dozen different companies they're involved in. So, I mean, you kind of fit that mold. You are a Renaissance man of many talents, a film producer, a writer, an actor, a very well-known actor, by the way, in Malta, because everywhere we went, you know, you could see people, you know, pointing and whispering to one another, look who's over there at that table, and it wasn't me they were recognizing. And a wit and a historian and an official tour guide who is sent out with what is referred to as VIP. So, you know, I feel funny with that mantle, but okay. And who is just so knowledgeable on all things Maltese. Were you born in Malta?
I was born in Malta in 1939.
Well, you don't have to say it that way.
I was born in a place called Gzira, which means an island. You know the word Gzira, television station? Well, that means island.
Okay.
And I was born where the British fleet was tying up at the outbreak of war.
Oh, wow.
And my father got a bit worried because I have blue eyes and I was a little bit blonde.
Oh, dear.
In a family of typical Maltese, black-haired, dark eyes family, and all of a sudden this blue-eyed boy crops up. So anyway, I want to thank you for this opportunity, my superwoman, Stephanie. You were in Malta with me for 2 days, and it was my first experience of being in a fireworks display. And I can't believe that such people exist. You are a phenomenon. And I was trying to lie back and take life easy. And since you left, you have bombarded me with emails and phone calls and interviews. Oh, my God. But I'm very happy I met you because, you know, my wife beats me up in the morning and at night. And she thinks I'm not an important person. You make me feel like a king.
Oh, my goodness.
I love you, darling. You and Mark, come back to Malta. I want more of you.
Oh.
Because you sparked me. You inspired me to write a play, which I will turn into a film. Oh, big work. But your listeners want to know about Malta and the Maltese. You are very intelligent in comparing us to the Irish. They are an island people. Therefore, as island people, they have island fever. They want to travel. And they are like mushrooms. They crop up everywhere. The Maltese are like mushrooms. We crop up everywhere all over the world. Go to Alaska, go to China, go to Peru, and you find at least one Maltese missionary. We have a lot of missionaries going around. Anything to escape the island in that. It is so small. That is why I have to do so many things. There is not enough of us.
But you know, when you talk about small, and Gozo is smaller than the island, and less densely populated than the island, has fewer
Correct.
Buildings
it's
than the island of Malta.
Malta.
But in spite of that, there is so much to do and see that if anybody stays for less than a week, they have just scratched the surface.
Let me tell you a secret.
Well, you have to hold that secret because we've got to take a quick commercial break and we're going to start
of
with
course,
our secret as soon as we come back. Don't leave me, people. I'm so glad we got the last segment recorded. I'm going to play that for myself from time to time. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
To me. I've watched the harbor light. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to 10 tender nights beside the silver.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams here. I won't be buying any hats this week because my head is much too swollen from the high praise I received from a man I have such such regard, such admiration, and such affection for, and somebody that I met over a 48-hour period in Malta. But, you know those moments when you walk into a room of strangers and you meet somebody and there's never a beginning? You know, you kind of walk in the middle of a relationship. You've known each other for centuries. I don't know. It's something in the cosmic atmosphere or whatever. And sometimes you walk into a room and there's somebody that hates you and you haven't even gotten to introduce yourself yet. Maybe you did them dirty in the last life. But whatever the story is, yeah, I'm gonna play the things that Narcy Kalamata, our guest live from Malta, in the Mediterranean, strategically located in the Mediterranean, said in the last sentence. I'm clearly, I have you busy. It's some project. I mean, it's part of my charm. I have to give people homework assignments. I stick my nose in everybody's business is basically what it comes down to. But I can't allow a really good idea or opportunity to just whiz by and keep going into the atmosphere without, you know. So just so all of you know, I am busily cooking up a kettle of fish. I actually get to step out. I just create all the work and walk away. But I have introduced Narcy to, two people that he doesn't know well yet. One being Mark Leslie and the other a very special person that I had on the air with me years ago. And maybe I should have her back again soon because she is one of those inspirational people that I knew would interest Narcy in his playwriting and making of feature films and documentaries and whatnot. And so I've given him some serious homework, apparently. We'll see how that goes. But in the meantime,
the secret.
Yes. In the last segment, you said you wanted to tell us a secret. We love secrets and gossip. So, okay. You know, either is good.
Now, the secret is between you and me.
Uh-oh.
I will only tell this to people I love.
And all of my listeners.
Gozo.
Yes.
Is a small island. It is not overdeveloped. It is very rural. And it has been voted as the third best place to retire in the whole world. Best place is New Zealand, if you want to go that far. The second best place is Monaco, which is so small, you can't go there unless you live on a boat. The third best place, which is for me the best, is Gozo. People retire there.
What was, the first place was New Zealand. New Zealand has earthquakes. I don't know that I'd be in a hurry to retire there.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, a lot of writers, British writers, Montserrat retired there. Painters go there for the tranquility. But you say, how can I live on a remote island? It's not remote.
Well, no, you're really...
20-minute boat you take to mainland Malta, and then in 20 minutes you get to the airport, and the airport in Malta is a Mediterranean hub.
Yep.
We traveled to 80 different airports in Europe and North Africa and the Middle East. And we are such a central part for traveling that a lot of Europeans are setting up business in Malta just to be able to manage their own business where they come from. And now with Brexit, hey, the British are coming. So they will have one foot in the door in the European Union. And to say, island people, there is the sun, well, we don't have a ring in our nose. We are Europeans, and we are of British culture. Why? Because we have been a British colony for 180 years, 179 years. And we are so intermarried with the British. You said we are a bit like the Irish. We are a lot like the Irish.
I don't think any tour operator is doing a combination trip of Ireland and Malta, and I think that would be, it's the perfect vacation.
Ideal. For the individual. Lots of Americans have connections and family in Ireland, and then once you're in Ireland, you do what John Huston, the film producer, the film director, did.
What's that?
In 1972.
What did he do?
He was shooting a film, Macintosh Men. Macintosh Men, with James Mason, Paul Newman, and Dominique Sandah. And they were in Ireland, and there was so much rain, they couldn't do the car chases and the open-air scenes. So they said, where is the closest place to Ireland that in January has sunshine? Malta. So they got James Mason as Mr. McIntosh, get on a boat, and he just said the line when somebody asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Malta. Cut. Next scene, a sister boat to the one they used in Ireland was dolled up to look the same, and it comes into the Grand Harbor in Malta.
Oh, for goodness sake. I got to get this film.
And John Huston, James Mason, the British actor, and Paul Newman, the American actor, right? 1972. Paul Newman was drinking Budweiser from an ice cooler that his mother had as a roof. And I loaned that because we couldn't find a cooler in those days here in Malta. Why are we so similar to the Irish? The Irish Roman Catholics, they were under the British for so long, but they don't hate the British because they are intermarried. We are intermarried with the British. And a lot of British come here every year to visit their old connections when they were here during the war. And during the war, Second World War, 1945, when Hitler absolutely wanted to stop the British fleet from stopping Italian ships taking Rommel Africa, and there was so much bomb the first months of 1942 in Malta that more tons of bombs fell on Malta in the first 6 months than in 6 years on London. Anyway, there was many British regiments here, and one of them was Irish Fury. Malta was a very strong Roman Catholic place, and they could not marry outside their religion. But we could marry the Irish because they're Roman Catholics. We have a fun one called That's How Close to...
And see, because, you know, the comment that I make about Malta, that whatever your interest, you will follow. There is such... That is out of the same piece of cloth. But on the other hand, they are two very different destinations. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere behind the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'll go sailing. It's far beyond the stars. It's near beyond the moon.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is
is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me, live from Malta, Narcy Kalamata, who, if you've been listening this hour to its entirety, I know you are already impressed with the man. And he's just one of those wonderful people that you'd never meet if you didn't travel. I think people often undervalue who you're meeting in your travels. And if you're traveling to a country where if you are a person who only speaks English and you are traveling in a country where that is not the primary language or is not a language that's even the secondary language, you have a tough time communicating with people. And so, you know, traveling to Malta, you'll have no problem interfacing with people who speak English. And that gives you an upper hand in, you know, learning more about where you are and establishing relationships with people, you know, even people that you interface with for short periods of time. So Narcy, in the last segment, you mentioned the film Macintosh Man, which I have to get my hands on. That was directed by John Huston. And while you were talking, I just had to slide something in. And that is that I actually bathed in John Huston's bathtub. John Huston,
in Ireland, I suppose.
That's right. John Huston was close to 7 feet tall. I think he was something like 6 foot
nine.
Very, very big man. And no bathtub was comfortable for him. He couldn't get in and emerge up to his neck in the warm water because the bathtub was never long enough for him and his knees were always out. So he had a special bathtub constructed that's, I don't know, do you remember how long it is? Hold on, let me ask. It's about 7.5 feet long. And his house is in a town that I never pronounce exactly properly. So those of you who know how to pronounce it, say it to yourself. But it's something like Craigiewelly. It's in County Dublin, and it's just maybe 30 minutes out. Did I say Dublin? I didn't mean Dublin. My head thought Galway. My mouth said Dublin. No, it's in County Galway. And it's about 30 minutes from Galway town. And the house is called St. Clarence. Gorgeous house. And Angelica Huston grew up there. She went to school locally there. And until a couple of years ago, you could stay there on a B&B basis. They only had, like, I think, 5 bedrooms or 9 bedrooms. And we were in what was then called the Griffin Suite because Merv Griffin owned the house. And Merv Griffin, some of you may know from TV shows and from game shows that he produced. And he also owned what is now the Atlantis Hotel in the Bahamas. It used to be the Merv Griffin Resort and Casino or something like that in Nassau in the Bahamas. So he owned this house that he would stay in when he went to Ireland and that they would use as a be otherwise. And after he died, the family that inherited it weren't interested in being bothered with it. So they sold it. It's owned by a private individual now. We stayed in the Griffin Suite. And that was the bedroom of John Huston, which had this amazing dressing room area. An incredible bathroom with the original bathtub of John Huston. So that's my John Huston connection. We have so much more to talk about, and honest to God, I used up the last 5 minutes of your time. Shame on me. We have to invite you back because I want to talk about all the other things there are to see in Gozo. I don't want people to think, those of you who are aware, that this special stone, incredible monument that's naturally made collapsed in a very strong wind and pounding surf storm while we were there. And tragic as it would be more tragic if you walked away thinking, well, now there's no reason to go to Gozo. Gozo is an incredible place. And we're going to have you back. You and I will talk and figure out another date soon on. And you may turn into our Malta and Gozo for sure correspondent, Narcy. So I want
to
thank all of you for being with us today. And come back next week. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
Honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.